And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Cattle moving from lot to lot, producer to producer, or to market. Joining us again this week is Ryder area rancher Kevin Hansen. And Kevin, electronic IDs are a choice. How does a producer go about this decision?
Well, from our standpoint, it's already being done through the brand office and through the back tag process. The process is already in place of cattle being tracked. So the electronic ID is just a little button tag that goes into the ear of the animal, and that button tag then can be swiped with a wand, and all the information from that animal will be put into the computer then, and it shows up on a screen to identify where that animal came from. And probably more so on the side of disease prevention and traceability back to the origin.
All right, good stuff, Kevin. Hey, we'll talk mandatory IDs when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, Financial Associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit GoosenecImp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit GoosenecImp.com today.
Talking electronic IDs today with rancher Kevin Hansen. And Kevin, mandatory IDing may be on its way. Thoughts here?
We don't like the idea of mandatory. So mandatory IDs are something that we would rather not have implemented. We'd rather if things went on the side of producers making that choice or that decision to go ahead and ID them cattle for obvious reasons within their herd so that they're able to track these cattle and make sure that the disease prevention is there in case there does happen to be a outbreak of a disease that needs to be tracked and traced back to the herd of origin. So we're not in favor of mandatory IDs. But we'd like to have a seat at the table, especially if mandatory IDs are put into place, because having a seat, you're going to be able to make some of the decisions of how it's implemented and how the USDA is going to bring that down, I guess. And
all right, good stuff, Kevin. That puts a wrap on this report. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.